Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. So, we've been talking about, until now, the din of the difference between Mayim She'uvim and what the halacha is in terms of connecting different Mikvaot. We had a little bit about the Inyanim of Hashoka. We had a little bit about the dinim of the Hamshacha, and this Mishnah is actually going to clarify a little bit of both of those inyanim. So, when you do Hashaka, remember, normally, Hashaka would be between, like you see in the mikvah that we use today, there's always this little plug that's there, and that plug is the size of a shvoferet node, which is in the middle of your mikvah. It's mechaber, the water in your mikvah, which is mayim she'uvim, together with the bor mayim that came directly from the rainwater. And that's what's mechaber, your clean water mikveh, to the water in the middle of the mikvaot that are there on either side, and makes them mechuper to the water that is actually kosher for the mikveh. In order to do that, remember as well, one of the additional things that we do is that when the mayim she'uvim flows into a mikveh, it doesn't flow directly from a pipe into the mikveh. Instead, it runs along the ground on something that is not a clean, is not a kabel tumah first, and that way, if it runs along the ground first, then it also is not going to cause problems as shlosh alugim mayim shuvim and so on. So this is, they do this just as a chumrah, to get every possible way in which all the mikveh, the water in the mikveh won't have any psulim associated with it, and so on. So now, you would think that that means that you always need a shvoferet hanod to include water that's in an area that doesn't have arbayim sa'ah with the mikveh that has arbayim sa'ah. But that's not true. A mikveh is not defined by the particular area that you could draw a square in that has arbayim sa'ah. So let's imagine a case like this. You're going into a mikveh. The Mishnah uses the lashon of ma'ara, because most of the mikvahs in their days were like the Arizal's mikvah in Tzfat, you know, which is not the one they have now, but the original one, where it's just like, you know, it's a hole in a cave filled with all kinds of scary things. Going to that Arizal's mikvah 60 years ago was hell. And they always used to say, of course, it's a Dover Yadua. If you go to the Arizal's mikveh, it's clear that you're a Ben Olam Haba, because of course you did teshuva just to get into that mikveh. Okay. Anyway, so if the mikveh is not, it's not a square. It's got all kinds of little cracks in the side where the water goes into like a little piece of the side of the cave, you know. Those things don't need to be connected as a other mikveh would be connected with shvoferet hanod. That's part of the mikveh. So if there's cracks in the wall or something like that, holes that extend outside of the mikveh, they don't have to be wide holes that have a shvoferet hanod. That is the container. It goes in, the water goes into the little side things. If you have a fork that needs tefillah, you don't need to put it into the main mikveh. You can put it into that little hole in the side that's an extension of the mikveh, because that's putting it into the mikveh. So the arba'im sa'ah are there. It doesn't mean that anytime you have something that extends outward from a mikveh, it needs a shvoferet hanod. Therefore, kolam orav lemikveh. Anything that's an extension of that mikveh, and the water mixes freely with the mikveh, is exactly like a mikveh. So if you've got chorei hamara, you've got holes going into a cave, or sitkei hamara, but there's cracks in the side, one of the stones that's in the side or something, that's fine. Matil ben kam roshehen. You can just put a fork inside of that to be tovo, just the way they are. You certainly do not need to have a shvoferet hanod. However, if there is an ukat hama'ara, now, big machlokas about how to understand the ukat hama'ara. So the parsha to now an uka, we were talking about an uka, just means like a hollowed out area. And what it would mean, according to those Rishonim understand it to be in the same area here, same idea here, is that if there's a separate uka, an uka is like a puddle next to the mikvah, so then, in matbilin ba elin kain, aita nekuva kishvoferat anod. So there, you're trying to be mechaber. One thing with another thing, that's completely different. There, of course, it would require the shvoferat anod, and that's the whole idea of iruv mikvaot kishvoferat anod. So that's for sure. That's a completely different situation. So in matbilin ba kain aita nekuva kishvoferat anod. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, now wait a minute. When would that be true? That would only be in a case where bizman shehi ma'amelet atzma, aval im ein ma'amelet atzma, matbilin ba kmo shehi. So what exactly would that mean? Okay, so the pashtas, those who learn that uka simply means a separate hole next to the mikvah, so they say if the mechitza between the two mikvaot is so weak that basically it's not able to support itself when it gets filled with water and it just collapses. So that's the equivalent of being in the same mikvah because it has to be a strong mechitza to require a shvoferet hanot. So, okay, others learn that what this means is that if it's ma'amedet atzma, it keeps water in itself, even in the event that the mikveh has 40 sa. So that means if the mikveh would be full, that this thing would still keep its water separate from that water. But if it's not ma'amedet atzma, so that if the mikveh is filled, then it always overflows into the other container. So then it's not considered to be, that's how the Rosh understands it. It's not considered to be a separate mikveh that requires a shvoferet hanod in order to mix. Now the Rambam has a totally different understanding. The Rambam says that what this uka is talking about is another underground holder of water. So in other words, oftentimes you'll have in a cave, you'll have an upper area that has been hollowed out. And then if you dig down further, you will see that underneath it, there's a separate area that will hold water, but there's a flooring of stone between the two. And therefore, what it means over here, according to the Rambam, is if when you add your weight to the mikveh, you go into the mikveh and you stand on the floor of the mikveh, the floor doesn't collapse into that lower uka. It's a strong, separate area. It's very common in caves. So then you'll need a shvoferet hanot for the bottom uka to be considered to be mechuber to the top, which is the ikar mikveh. But if you add your weight to it, the stone is not able to support you, and it would collapse into the lower uka, then it's all considered to be one large mikveh. It doesn't even require anything in between it. That's how the Rambam understands what it was that Rabbi Yehuda said. So then matbilin ba kmo shehi, and you could put things into the lower holder. Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah, Beit. How about if you got a dli, which is malei kelim, vihit bilan? Now, even though it says a dli, it does not mean a wide bucket. A dli can refer to anything that you put into water to take water out. So if you've got a Coke bottle, and you put the Coke bottle into the water. Now that Coke bottle is a very thin, a small opening. It's not a shvoferet hanod. Shvoferet hanod, remember, is you take your first two fingers next to the thumb, you can put them into the top and you can twist them around, right? Well, obviously a Coke bottle can't do anything of the sort. So now suppose you had a bunch of, I don't know, sewing needles. You put all these sewing needles, you don't want them to be lost. So you put them into a Coke bottle, and then you take the Coke bottle, and you put the Coke bottle into the mikveh, and now the water gets filled up all the way to the top, and now it's connected to the water in the mikveh. So now it depends. If the Coke bottle itself needed to be put into the mikveh, because it was tame, or you needed to be tevelet in order to use it. God, can you imagine there are places where Coke bottles are made by goyim? So maybe you put it into the mikveh in order to be tevel it. So then we have essentially a migo. Once the Coke bottle itself would be tavul. Now remember, you don't have to mix the content of the inside of the bottle with the outside if you're putting the bottle in the mikveh. So then the entire bottle is in the mikveh as long as the water is flowing freely through the top of the bottle and it's connected. There's no din of iruv mikvaot then at all. So if you're doing that anyway, since it helps to make the Coke bottle part of the mikveh, it helps even without a shvoferet hanod for all of your sewing needles to become tahor at the same time. And therefore, you don't need the shvoferet hanod. So therefore, if you were hit bilan, you were matpil the whole thing together with the Coke bottle, you were matpil the contents. So then everything becomes tahor. Because once it's going to be considered to be part of the mikveh in terms of it's not being a chatzitza for the Coke bottle, so then mitoch that it's considered to be that. You can't have two separate piskei halachas. You can't say this Coke bottle has mei mikveh in it, but these sewing needles, they weren't inside mei mikveh. It's impossible. So the halacha that allows you to be tevel that Coke bottle allows you to have things inside of that Coke bottle. But im lo taval, if you didn't need to be tevel the bottle itself, then ein hamayim oravim, the water inside of it is not considered to be in the mikveh. Achihu oravim k'shvoferet hanod, then you would need the standard shvoferet hanod, and you would not be able to use a Coke bottle that itself did not require tefillah in order to be tevel your sewing needles. And you'd have to risk them floating away by using something with a wider opening, which would be the size of the shvoferet hanod. Now, Lamaisa, remember that we learned before in the fifth parak that no matter what the situation is, we assured you from being tevel in a kli, even when that kli is actually something that is mechuber properly to the mikveh. But we said over there that people are going to think that you could be tevel in kalin. So because of that, if the thing that you're being tevel in is a kli, it doesn't help for it to have a shvoferet hanod. So how come over here we're saying that the Coke bottle, it does help to be a shvoferet hanod? And obviously the cases are very different. The Coke bottle is inside of the mikveh itself. So when it's inside of the mikveh, it doesn't look like the mikveh itself is a kli that you're being tevel in. It's all considered to be part of that mikveh. But where it's next to the mikveh and is mu'urav in a mikveh, then we have a takona that people should not say that you were being tevel in a kli, because that's what they see. They see you being tevel in a kli that happens to be mechuber to the mikveh. So here we don't have that gezerah, because otherwise we'd have a real contradiction between the din over here and the din earlier. That's how the Rosh is Masbid Alav Kamina. Okay, Rabbosai, excellent. Happy to be back in Mikvaot. And I'm sure that Gavi will explain things to the missing sleeper, so it shouldn't be Kraim Kraim. Kultav, everyone. Have a wonderful day and Besarot Tovot, Yeshuot V'Nachamot. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yolichenu Kulanu B'Derach Nechona. Kultav.